woman, and this is my opinion. This is my opinion. This is my opinion. This
is my opinion. What's going on, man? It's the In My Opinion podcast coming to you from the podcast studios. It's your boy Steve.
It's your boy Rick.
Rick the ruler, man. Mr. 10.5.
There you go. There we go.
Right here. We got our man's in the building. He done been with us a couple times. We got Keenan in the building today. What's up, bro?
What up, though?
You got it, man. Rick, I called you earlier. I had a question for you.
You had a question for me?
Remember when I called you earlier?
What's up?
I asked you about, do you think it's okay for your significant other to have a friend of the opposite sex that they close to?
Right.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, and I want to know your definition of a friend. Is it a Biz Markie? She say she just a friend. Or,
I'm going to say friend like, and Keenan, I want your opinion on this as well. Right. I'm going to say friend like, call them sometimes, go out to eat sometimes.
No, whoa. That's a Biz Markie. He just a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what happened at the end of that story, right? I just want you to know at the end of that rap song, you know what happened.
Because I'm going to be real. The Facebook don't bother me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Yeah. The Facebook don't bother me. But I'm talking about a friend, like, you get a phone call, you sitting there chilling, you watch a TV, he or she get a phone call, they walk off.
You know what? Mm. I would say with me, I don't agree with it, but I actually have seen it been done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think somebody gonna like each other.
Okay.
Whether the male gonna like the female or the female gonna like the male.
That's it, the one that's in the relationship. Gonna like the friend, gonna end up liking the friend.
Yeah, I think even if y'all had a friendship that carried on for years, somebody liked each other without even saying.
True.
I believe that. I believe that it was some point somebody liked each other. I mean, because I actually seen it for myself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it, but I'd seen somebody. They've been friends since kindergarten.
Friends since kindergarten.
Since kindergarten.
But they're not together.
They're not together. Never been together.
Never been together.
But they liked each other.
She liked him, but he never really liked her. But he always
He got somebody?
Yeah, he married.
He married.
Yeah. But the situation ain't as close as that, though. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They still cool, but there ain't no, we going out to eat.
Right.
We not
doing
none of that. But, you know, he's still going to say, that's my homegirl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He'll tell you, like, I knew her since the kindergarten. That's my homegirl.
No, but I'm talking about, like, friend. Like, go out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go out to eat or whatever.
So what am I there for?
I'm just asking you a question. That's all I'm doing
That's what I'm saying. That's my responsibility. That's all I'm saying. That's my responsibility. You know, in my opinion, that's my responsibility for me to do that.
I agree. Keenan, what you feel?
I think that, it might be okay in certain instances, but nah, you ain't going out to eat with Chief. Nah, that ain't gonna happen. That can't happen. Because, like Rick say, in my opinion, I agree with you, man. Hey, that's my duty to take you out and for us to go out and be out and about and hanging out and whatnot. Now, if your homeboy call you up, you know what I'm saying, and y'all shooting the breeze, cool. You ain't got to leave the room or nothing like that.
Right.
You can sit right here next to me and proceed with your conversation.
Right.
Because, you know, ain't nothing happening, or at least nothing that I perceive is happening.
Right.
You know, but, yeah, like you said, though, that's kind of weird, though. Like, you had a friend since kindergarten.
Yeah.
One like the other, but ain't nothing ever, you know what I'm saying, pop off, but that's just weird. I'm
going to share a story with y'all. Y'all give me y'all opinions on how y'all feel, if I was right or wrong on that situation. Y'all know I'm newly married.
Right.
When I first started kicking it with my wife, she had a male friend that she said went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Rich, the producer, once again, my bad for not shouting you. I apologize. But you was with me when we went to the party.
You already told the story already.
Listen.
I'm just letting you know. You told the story already, but come on.
So
I ain't heard the story.
I just heard what he said.
Context clues is everything.
I'm beeping the context clues.
So Jay Rich is with me. We go to the party, whatever. And he there. So I asked her off rip, like, you know, kick it with me for real. We wasn't even engaged. We was just... We just started dating.
Mm-hmm.
So you ever been with this dude? She's like, no. She said, he done dated two of my friends. She said, I've never been with him. He done dated two of my friends. She said, I've always been there to help him with a relationship, like as far as advice, but I promise you I've never dated him. So now we kicking it. One day we sitting down. We still just dating. And he called her. She like, I'm gonna have to call you back, blah, blah, blah. And she told me who it was, whatever. Fast forward, we get engaged. We get engaged. One day we sitting there. He calls her. And I just told her, I said, well, you know, I said, you're gonna have to let homeboy know, you know, this time is drawing now to end this. You know, all that high school, I don't care how long you know him. I said, for the rest of your life, you're gonna know him longer than you've known me because how long ago you met him.
Yeah.
I said, but you will never experience with him what you're gonna experience with me throughout this lifetime. So of course she got upset. She like, you know, he just a friend. I don't like him like that. I said, I don't care what you don't like. I'm talking about him.
Right.
I said, I'm a guy. I know you can only go so long with this situation.
Right.
I don't trust no dude.
Don't trust no dude. None. So,
hey, look, we was single men at one point in time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So, and I played a friend.
I played the friend. Oh, come on.
So, we sitting there. Now, let's fast forward a little more. We married. We sitting there one night. It was about 8 o'clock. Can't make this up. He called her. I'm like, what's about to happen? Like, I'm looking like, you gonna answer this phone?
Right.
She ain't answered. He texted her like, hey, when you give me, when you get a chance, whatever he says, I got some, I just got a question, whatever. I said, you gonna have to let him know that this is over with. No more friend, no more nothing. I don't care. Y'all never did nothing. I don't care. I said, no more of this. That's over with. That's who I am. I'm your uncle, your sister, your aunt, your brother. I'm everything right now.
You like the man.
You Goldie. He pulled the Goldie out real quick.
Everything that you need. So I look up. We sat there. We kicked it. And I'm thinking about it. She trying to figure out the situation. So she tries to come back with me. I got a close female, but it's my cousin, Nell.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I look at her, I said, that's not the same situation.
That's not the same situation.
So this is my cousin.
That's blood.
Like, that's not the same situation.
Yeah, you can't compare the two.
You can't compare the two.
You can't compare the
two. I said, you thinking I'm saying friend? No, I'm talking about a male friend.
Right.
Nail don't count because she's a cousin. Never. Nothing will ever happen. You don't have to worry about that. And you know this. So after a while, he gets the picture. He stopped calling. You know, he stopped texting. Then I look up and he friended me on Facebook, right? This was like, this just happened probably 2 months ago.
All right.
I showed it to her. I said, look, just tried to friend me on Facebook. She like, wow. I said, see, I'm going to tell you how I got there. He figured she probably can't talk to me no more, whatever, because of him. So let me show him I'm a cool dude. I don't care how cool you are.
For real, because you ain't my boy.
You ain't my boy. So no, I didn't friend him. I didn't accept that request.
Right.
And I haven't heard from him since.
To me, as a dude, I think you ought to learn to respect that space. Yep. You know?
Right.
Maybe I don't know if, you know, he know how marriage work or anything, but maybe when you get older or you understand the marriage, you understand, bro, I can't be your friend no more.
Right.
You got a husband, and if he ain't buying it, that's law.
That's what it is.
Just
that's
gotta law. Roll. Just gotta roll with
that's
it.
You just gotta roll with the punches. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, if I see you out or whatever, just like you said, if you cool with the Facebook thing, you hit him up on Facebook, he say what up or whatever the situation.
That's that.
That's that. That's that. But you got to respect that. As a man, you should know that. Like, dang, she about to get married, everything over with.
Everything over. Like, I done seen pictures of them out with other females, you know what I'm saying? He there, and I'm like, she here with this person. I said, all that's done.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
No more out to eat. No more. You don't have a lending ear for him no more.
No.
Whatever he dealing with, he got to figure it out. That ain't gonna happen.
No, that's dead. That's dead. And like I said, it's, I don't trust dudes, you know, and I don't care how long y'all been cool. And like you said, it's been a situation where I say ain't nothing happened, but I don't care what. Somebody likes somebody.
Somebody likes somebody.
Just because it didn't come out don't mean nothing.
Right.
Somebody likes somebody. I don't care what it is. You know what I'm saying? You could probably be around a person that's not attractive, but if you be around them all the time, you're going to find
something. You're going to find something.
You're going to find a quality in that person. You're going to find a quality.
You're going to be sitting there like, man, I never really realized.
Yeah.
You got a nice smile. It's like, nobody else see it, but you just like, I'm around this person all day. Whatever.
What you think, Keenan?
Man. I kind of agree with it. You know what? Let me tell you something, though. You came off like low-key gangster than a mug on just your whole little approach to it, man, was out cold, man. You a smooth criminal over there, man.
For me, growing up the way I grew up, I know what the marriage is. Like, I know what it is. Like, I know y'all gonna experience stuff that nobody else has ever experienced. Right. Whatever you thought you've experienced with him is nothing.
Right.
Compared to what we gonna have to deal with.
But this is how I look at it. I grew up with the Sharks. And that's how I look at all dudes. Yeah, sharks.
It's shark infested waters all day.
For real. Yeah. I grew up with the Sharks. With the best of the best of them, or considered the worst of the worst of them. So I know how they maneuver.
Right.
And I think at one point all men, and I would say this, all men maneuver in some way alike.
Yes.
Like you said, even if it's the friend, it's gonna be a friend for so long.
Facts.
Yes.
Facts.
It's gonna be a friend for so long. And then
the wheels, all that stuff get to going.
The shark gonna come out. He smell the blood.
Occasionally, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause I'm not saying all the time.
Not all the time. But we'll say 75-65% of the time.
Yeah.
The shark gonna
hit. I don't say nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say to this day, I let that go on. Now let's say I piss you off. What, you gonna hit him up?
No.
You gonna vent?
No.
I'm just giving you an
idea. I understand what you're saying, yeah. But that's an argument.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's a big argument.
So as a man, you feel comfortable letting somebody, you know what I'm saying, she calling you, you gonna be there? What you gonna say to her? I'm wrong?
Right. So now he about to catch you in your vulnerable state.
Right, now you gonna catch him in a vulnerable state. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep. You know, he shouldn't have did that to you.
Yeah.
You have no place in this situation.
Girl, he wasn't right. I knew he wasn't right from the jump.
And once again, back to what to
now he's spitting game, low key.
Now he's spitting game.
He trying to throw his shot in low key.
He maneuvering, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he maneuvering to where it look like, you know what? It don't look like to her I'm trying to throw my shot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he know he throwing the bait the whole time.
Hey.
But he want to make it look like he ain't.
How many times have y'all done that before?
That's what I'm saying. God. That's the whole point.
When Jay Rich raising his hand about 10, you running out of fingers.
You know,
we all been there.
You done threw the bait out there.
Yes.
Like, I hope you catch the bait. Trying don't to let him realize catch, that it is the bait.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that's just how men work.
That's just how, that's how we are. And I know, you can't say, well, you don't know him like, I'm a guy.
Exactly.
I know me.
I know me.
Know how I was.
So I know I've done this before.
All men have.
And men are, this is the thing I want people to realize, men are willing to play this role. They willing to go the longevity of
the
this
long
role.
One.
Yeah.
They willing to say, I'm going to put the time
in. We ain't going to play the short game. You're going to play the long game.
They're going to play the long game and say, I'm willing to put the time in on this one. Because when it happens, it's going to happen.
Yeah. He going to play the game.
He going to play the game. Like, I don't think, for me, like you said, you grew up with the Sharks and everything. I grew up around a lot of older cats. I don't think my actual generation understand it. You get what I'm saying? I think you have to grow up with somebody older than you to understand how serious this is.
That's what I think. I grew up with everybody that was older than me. They was 3, 4, 5 years older than me.
Younger, and you just seeing it as it's no problem or whatever. Because it's all a plot.
Because you know what's going to happen. You don't see it now when you're younger, but until that one dude who you thought was cool, he going to break your little heart. He going to be the one. She going to break your heart, but it's going to be because of him.
Yes.
Yep.
He doing his slick little maneuvering. Yes. And he called her vulnerable, and boom.
That's it.
Now she come back. I don't know. It just happened. You should have never been in a situation where it just happened.
You're not going to pay attention to the slick stuff, but it's all a plot.
It's all a plot.
Whether you on Instagram, Facebook, the likes, the pictures. It could be a picture of nails. Boom. I don't like it. Whatever. Just a constant. Now this person is constantly in your mind. Whatever. Oh, no, they just nice. They always checking on me, making sure I'm good.
Of course he is.
Oh, yeah, that's what he gonna do.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Right. And I'm gonna feel like this is how I feel. If I feel it's too much, hold on. You know what's going on here as a man, for real. Mm-hmm. Every time you post something, he liking everything.
Everything. Everything.
Yeah, it's a reason for that. No, that's why in my book, No Male Friends, I am your male friend.
Yes.
I am your male friend. Unless you got a brother, for real, I am your male friend.
Yeah, you, like, we talking about non-relation, opposite sex. No, can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can't happen.
It can't happen. Like I said before, somebody gonna like somebody.
Yes.
You know, somebody gonna like somebody, and one party can be pure innocent, but the other party not.
It's never gonna be two innocent souls.
It's not gonna happen.
Nah, it ain't. It's always gonna be one way or the other. One person's gonna like the other one, or the other person's gonna like that person. It's never just gonna be, hey, this is strictly plutonic.
It's
not gonna be that. Nah. And you gotta look at the situation for, you gotta look at it as like, how can you approve this? So let's flip it around. Now I got somebody that's a female that's not related. What you gonna say?
Right. No, you know what, this the part. If I'm not gonna say no male, but if the woman is attractive, that's really your wife. Really gonna be like,
no deals.
And she bad.
Yeah.
You talking about that's just your friend, huh? Yeah. That's just what she gonna tell you. That's so you mean to tell me that's just your
that's
friend?
That's really just your friend.
So that's really just your friend.
Why is she speaking to you like that?
Right.
Like what?
Hey, look, and you know your wife is gonna question you every day about that friendship. Yes. Every day.
Yeah, she gonna question you
until
about
you
it.
Just remove yourself completely from that.
You know what? And just, it's gonna be just like we just said when we throw the bait. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hoping they catch it. That's how your wife gonna be with you when she wanna question you about the girl. She gonna be throwing little baits out there, and you know how old girl feel about this or that. You know, it's just gonna be the baits. She gonna let you know she don't like her in so many words. The woman can be sweet as pie. Your wife ain't gonna like
her. Wife ain't gonna like her. That's bottom line. That's bottom line.
Period.
Not gonna like her and gonna have a million reasons why she don't.
Yeah.
Gonna eye roll. Find one why she just can be okay.
Roll her eyes and smacking her lips every time the girl is on the scene.
I see how she look at you. Things of that nature.
And like I said, that's cool. You don't want me to have... That's fine.
I roll with it because I feel the same way.
Because I'm on the same tip.
I'm on the same page.
But don't give me no high school friend. I don't care about none of that. It's all over.
Yeah. But in this world, some people are cool with it. Some people are cool with it. To straight up, like, go out with a male friend, you know, a woman, like, you know, I'm going out with my male friend. We're going to have drinks. And the husband cool with it.
I've seen it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've definitely seen it.
Nah, can't co-sign that one, man.
I don't know me neither. I don't understand it, but I'm saying it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely not going to co-sign. I ain't going to put my signature nowhere near that. But that stuff happens.
The crazy part is... when we put this out and they hear it, the women hear it, they gonna say, I'm my own whatever. I'm my own woman. You can't tell me who to befriend or whatever. Why did you get married? Why do you have a significant other if you still gotta lean on somebody else?
Exactly. You're right. I can't tell you anything. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you. Not what we're gonna agree to, then I'm gonna go about my own way.
I'm gonna ask you. We're not forcing it on you. Right. I'm not saying, oh no, this is no, but I'm gonna ask you. But if you got to come back with some type of a combative situation, like, well, why? Why am I here?
Yeah.
If that's the case, we can sign some papers and we can end this. You don't need me.
You don't need me.
No.
And like I said, so that should have been established before we even walked down that aisle and we exchanged these rings.
Yes.
That I'm not comfortable with the situation, you know? And if before y'all even do that situation and she's like, nah, that's my friend, I'm going to walk away.
Because I know where we stand.
Yeah. And obviously, that person is more important in your life than what I am.
Because I know where we stand at this point. And you don't have the same thoughts and feelings that I have.
Exactly. Right.
And just out of sheer respect, I've had a situation kind of sort of like that before where I had a female friend and my wife was my girlfriend at the time. Didn't really like the relationship. Even though she knew nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
We were strictly friends. But she came to me and was like, you know, she relied too much on you on for like emotional support or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Which the girl was dating my homeboy at the time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's my right-hand man. I'm not going to cross him. I don't want her no way. But when she put it to me in that context, it was like, whoa, wait a minute. You're right. Let me remove myself from it. We'll go present day. Nah. My wife and her, they homegirls. But me and her relationship, you know, it ain't like that anymore.
It's done faded out.
It's done faded out. That's not to say if we don't see each other, you know what I'm saying, we not, hey, it's always love. You always my sister and everything, but I'm not hitting you up. You ain't hitting me up. Hey, what's going on? Whoop-de-whoop. Man, we used to go to the mall, go out to drinks, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But yeah, after my wife put that to me, I saw things a little bit differently, and it's like, nah, I can't move like that.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah.
So is that cool? Is it cool for you to be cool with your homeboy girl?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I would say no. I would say no.
Why you say that?
Only because anything, like KG say, anything is possible. So I don't want to put myself in any situation where somebody know me in a way that only my wife might know. As far as like whatever, like just a silly person or whatever the case might be, like
in a friendship.
In
way.
A friendship,
I mean,
way.
Like
yeah,
a
yeah,
real
yeah.
friendship.
Yeah, in a
way.
Real friendship way.
Not no, you know, associate way. In a friendship way,
yeah,
like
no.
You know, I can associate with you. We can actually talk. We can have a conversation. That's what you got to learn to divide it to, like a friendship. Like
yeah, I can if you my homeboy girl. Yeah, I can kick it with you. You know what I'm saying? If I see you with you, when you with him or whatever, we cool. Whatever. But as far as like actually diving into the friendship category.
Right, that's what I mean.
No. I like, couldn't do it.
Yeah, she know your favorite football team.
No,
she know your favorite color.
Right.
Like,
no.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like that's your favorite rapper right there. All yeah. that, you know what I'm
No. Cause no. now you might get into a situation where let's say y'all on a double date or something. And you and your wife, your homeboy and his girl. And let's say you order something and your homeboy girl said, you don't eat that. Now you looking like, God dang, what are you talking about?
Right.
Now your wife's sitting there looking like, what?
What? You don't
eat that.
Since when?
Or I'm actually allergic to fish. Let's say I order some fish. And she say, ain't you allergic to fish? Oh, you don't know. You know the allergies now.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I mean, like I done seen that. You know, would dudes be cool with their homeboy girl? Like,
couldn't do
with
it.
With me, in my opinion, I just can't do it. I'm going to keep a distance. Like, I'm going to talk to you. What you going to always know is Armland.
Yeah.
You know, you going to always know that. Like, he cool.
That's all you can say.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about me. You just know I'm cool.
Yeah.
And you really only cool with me because your man's cool.
Because your man.
Right.
Cause that's it. Because that's how I look at the situation.
Yeah.
After me, if me and him stop being cool, or no, if y'all stop being together, I'm straight. It's nothing else for me and you to have.
What I got to talk to you
What
about?
I got to talk to you
I ain't
about?
Got nothing to say to you.
Nothing.
No.
You know, you there because you my homeboy girl.
Yeah. I don't agree with it. Because I know anything can happen. I know you could put yourself into a bad situation. Yeah, you probably not even looking at it in that way, and that's not what you're trying to do.
Somebody gonna look
but
at
somebody
it.
But somebody looking at it that way.
When that argument arises,
yep.
Somebody gonna look at it that way.
Yep.
On somebody's side. Somebody gonna look at it that way. And it could be your boy.
It could be your boy.
Mm-hmm. It could straight up be your boy. He ain't gonna never tell you that.
Right.
But he gonna tell his girl that when that argument arises, right. You know, if it was such and such, I see how you be looking at such and such. Whatever his name may be, his name may be John. I've been peeping you and John.
Yeah.
Once he mad now it's gonna come out. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So
I ain't got no reason to bring you into my home. This is between me and my wife. And nobody should have any reason to bring me into theirs.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I ain't got nothing to do with what y'all got going on. Just like y'all ain't got nothing to do with what we got going on. Whatever we got, whatever argument, whatever we going with, it's between us.
That's right.
It ain't nobody else's situation. It's our situation.
Yeah.
This ain't Three's company.
This is my opinion.
What's going on, man? This your boy, Steve, Mr. Cool, Mr. Calm, Mr. Collected. And as much as we would like to thank y'all for listening to our podcast, we just want y'all to know that this would not be possible without our sponsor. And that sponsor is Bleed Collection. Tell y'all a little story. Bleed Collection took a chance on us. When we came together, myself, Rick, J. Rich, the producer, we wanted to start this podcast. We went to Bleed Collection because we liked their gear. We told them what we was trying to do. We was trying to buy some gear from them. They turned around and said, you know what? We'll do one better for y'all. We'll sponsor y'all. So now, when we out and about, people see us and they ask us, hey, what's that Bleed Detroit that you got? What is that? And we tell them, man, it's Bleed Collection. It's not just Bleed Detroit. It's a brand, it's a movement, it's a family. They got Bleed LA, they got Bleed Houston, Bleed Chicago, Bleed Atlanta, and it does not stop there. They also got something for you college fans out there. I know I got a cold Bleed Maize and Blue. You know, I love my Michigan. I love my boys. They even got something for y'all state fans, all y'all green and whites. They got something for y'all WAC fans. But I digress. Anyway, also, for any of you college students out there who looking to get a little part-time gig this summer, you can hit them up on their Instagram at Bleed313 or BleedLA or BleedChicago. Or you could go to the website at www.bleedcollection.com. And now that you know what Bleed Collection is, what do you bleed?
My name is Jermaine Bowman, and this is my opinion. This is my opinion. This is my opinion.